It was Cochran vs. Cochran in the Rocky View Sports Association Senior Boys Basketball League on February 1, when the Bow Valley Bobcats faced off against the Cochran Cobras. After a spirited 48 minutes of back-and-forth action, the Cobras players left the court victorious following an 88-57 win, in what was the first meeting of the two local teams that season. The two schools' senior girls' teams faced off the following nights, and the Cobras did the double over their crosstown rivals, downing the Bobcats 63-53 in overtime, after a 49-49 tie in regulation time. After a cancellation in 2021, the Kimmett Cup returned over the Feb 3-4 weekend, bringing 25 teams to Cochran to enjoy some good old-fashioned pond hockey at Mitford Park while raising money for the Lindsay Lee Kimmett Memorial Foundation. The tournament ultimately raised over $150,000 for the foundation. Long-serving Cochran Cobras football coaches Rob McNabb and Bruce O'Neill were inducted into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame and the Football Alberta Hall of Fame for their decades of collaboration and success with the perennially successful high school football program. While it didn't put them on the podium, Cochran Luger Tristan Walker and his teammate Justin Smith of Calgary set a new men's luge doubles start record at the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing, clocking a 7.013-second start on February 9 at the Yancheng National Sliding Center. Despite the speedy start, the duo ultimately finished 7th in their men's double race with a two-race time of 1:57.918. Hoops for Hope, a basketball clinic featuring coaches from the Filipino-Canadian Association of Cochran Alberta and Calgary's FCBA Blizzards, was held at the Spray Lake Sawmills Family Sports Center on February 27. Proceeds from the clinic raised funds to support disaster relief efforts in the Philippines, following the devastation caused by Typhoon Rai on December 16, 2021. The Cochran Chaos beat the Calgary Jags in a best-of-three South Division semifinal on February 20, to move on to the South Division finals of the Alberta Junior Female Hockey League playoffs. The Chaos swept the Jags with 4-1 and 5-2 victories. The Cochran Generals produced a come-from-behind victory in a do-or-die semifinal playoff series game against the Rocky Rams on February 27, to force Game 7. Cochran kept the momentum going by dousing the Rams 6-1 in Game 7 to book their berth in the HJHL North Division Finals against the Red Deer Vipers.